Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. A lot of fun stuff ahead on the Phil Hendry Show. We're thinking of, I know it's a little early for this, but we are thinking of a Thanksgiving broadcast where we will open up the studio to some friends. We've never had really living flesh and blood people in here other than Margaret and Robert and Bud. And on occasion, who else have we ever...
I've never heard you have any. I think you had... Oh, I know. You had Harry Shearer. You had Harry Shearer. But I don't think you had anyone...
Well, it's not Harry Shearer. It's Harry Shearer, and he was on the phone.
Yeah, he was on the phone.
Well, no, it's Harry Shearer. Isn't he... He's Jewish, isn't he?
Will you stop with the whispering?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'm trying to follow you, and I don't know.
Just Harry Shearer. He was on the phone.
He's Jewish, isn't he?
You sound like my mother, you know.
There you go again with the mother. If you compare me to your mother one more time, I'm going to take off this high heel, and I'm going to bury the heel in your brain.
Wow.
God, man, hit a chord there.
Wow.
What is that?
I'm sorry, I...
Boy. Must have really got you subconsciously there, huh?
Yeah, sure. That's right, Sigmund. You got me real sick.
Now, you obviously,
What are you saying?
Well, I mean, it sounded me like he hit a chord there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to bury my heel in your brain.
Yes, I am. If you keep comparing me to your mother, I'll take off this high... Well, you know the rest.
Yeah, you'll bury the heel in my brain.
The man with the heel buried in his brain. Ha, ha, ha! Bad, good one.
Pretty good, bud.
Pretty good, bud.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
See, two can play at that game.
Two can, but that's what you do.
Two, that's what you do.
Cut it out, Miss Gray.
Cut it out, I can't even do your voice. You sound... I'd have to know how to do Froggy and Miss Piggy.
Hey... All right, let's on the line with us here from Glendale, California. We have Vernon Dozier. We're going to be talking here with him about the debate tonight or today. It was between Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown in Massachusetts, and I hear that it was an absolute barn burner. Vernon, how you doing this evening?
Can't complain, Phil. And I was listening to Ms. Gray and the other two guys you got there talking about this. You were talking about something that completely slipped my. Oh, you were talking about your podcasts, and you're going to have have everybody in on Thanksgiving, and then you got interrupted.
Oh yeah, but thank you. We're going to have everybody in on Thanksgiving, and we're going to do a blowout.
Well, you can't even say it.
Why can't I say it?
Because it's the same reason why you're using bug eye.
Can I jump in here for a minute?
Oh, I don't know why. You're not the host.
Margaret, I'll direct the show. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this woman, Ms. Gray, has been... she's been directing the program, as I've noticed, into these areas of sex.
No, I have not, whoever you are.
My name is Vernon Dozier, thank you.
All right, that means as much to me as if you were to tell me your name and you were gardening. You were mowing my lawn or you were spreading seed. I don't know what that means.
I am a teacher at Belmar Academy. I don't care if you know me. I'm just saying. Mr. Hendry said, Bug Eye, you referred to anal sex. He says that they're going to blow it out, and he misspoke, and he said they're going to blown it out, and your mind goes to oral. I think that you should apologize to Mr. Hendry because you're the one that's been dragging this program down, not him.
Okay, are you done? Because I don't know who you are, and I will not take that from anyone. I have not been dragging this program down to anything. I have been attempting to elevate this program.
And that's something else, Phil, if I could just say something.
No, you may not say anything. No, you may not.
I'm the host of the show, and yes, he is. Go ahead.
Oh, so that's it. So I'm the host of the show, and I'm just going to bring on everybody, anyone that I know, that can rip Margaret Gray to shreds. To, what was the word you used? Eviscerate. Eviscerate. I love that word, and yet I'm frightened of that word. Think of that word, eviscerate. What kind of a mind does it take to come up with a word like that?
I did not hear the context.
The context was Mr. Hendry talking about what he calls suits in radio, and that he was going to eviscerate them.
Well, I don't know anything.
No, you don't. And that's the smartest thing I've heard you say so far. You don't know.
I don't know, ma'am. I didn't hear that part. I'm trying to say, if I can continue.
Go ahead. What are you looking at me for?
I'm looking at you for the last time to say this. I will direct the show, not you. Go ahead, Vernon.
All right. I didn't come on the program. I didn't want to start a fight here. Okay?
You're not starting any fight.
I just wanted to say that I've heard the word blown and bug eye and the big brown, eyes of the song. And I remember that song because I was offended by that song. If anyone remembers it, I was deeply offended by that song. And a lot of people were.
So you do remember the song, and I was offended by it as well. And Mr. Hendry is asking, or is talking, as if there was nothing offensive in the song.
Well, yeah, but the thing that it was offensive to me, ma'am, is not the same thing as to you. The thing that's offensive to me about that song, and I dare say most people, is when he went, he was talking like a muttering, stumbling, stuttering fool. And at that time in my life, I had a very pronounced stutter. And so when he said, she looks at me with her with the Porky Pig routine, I was offended by that.
Yeah, I remember that song now.
Yeah, that was, when I heard it, it sounded rather comic, and it sounded like a play on The Who's My Generation.
What I don't understand what the two of you were talking about. Every girl that I knew at the time was deeply offended by the reference to the big brown, you know what?
The big brown eyes is what he says. It says plural.
Well, you're another man who hears plural. Women heard singular.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that of all the people that listened to that song when it came out, women were offended by the big brown eyes line, and the men were the only ones offended by the stuttering?
Well, I don't know what the men were offended by. I knew that was what we were calling radio stations all the time. Every time they played it, we said, we will boycott your station if we hear one more time about some guy looking at a big brown eye.
Well, that's a new one on me.
That's a new one on me, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys are too young. The song came out in 1974 when the song came out. Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, so, how old were you at that time, Phil?
I was 22. I was in radio already. I was doing, I was working a disc jockey gig in Orlando.
I'm a little bit younger than you because I was still in high school. I was graduating from high school, and I had this very pronounced stutter, and I'd say, my name is Vernon, so it people laughed, and we all had a good time with it.
Didn't that hurt you?
Well, I don't want to talk about that right now.
But it hurt you, didn't it?
Yes, of course it did. You're a young man, and you're, I'm walking around there, I'm Vernon, But the reason why it doesn't hurt that much is because I break it out at parties now, and people howl like crazy, and I can actually get some laughs legitimately, meaning I don't stutter anymore. In fact, I tell my students that when they don't speak up, and they say, well, Mr. Dozier, I think blah, blah, and I'll say, hey, I don't stutter. They'll tell me if they can't hear me. They'll say, what'd you say? I said, I don't stutter.
Yeah, I know that line. All right, so.
Oh, you know that line. Okay, well, I didn't mean to bore you.
See, now you notice, Vern, this is what he does. He blows it off. Oh, well, yeah, okay, thanks. Can we move on?
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts.
What hurts?
Well, you're all, sure,
Look, Vernon, I just want to get to the war. We were going to talk about the Apple iPhone 5.
And I was listening for that.
Yeah, and we got sidetracked.
Well, it was this woman talking about iPhone means somehow you're, I don't know what she was talking about. What am I, I'm resting my ear on someone's ass? Is that what that is?
I don't know, sir.
Well, who are you?
I'm Robert.
Well, where's Mr. Hendry?
He got up to use the bathroom. Ms. Gray is also, I think he's talking to her.
Yeah, they suddenly got up and left.
Well, are we on the air right now?
Yeah, sir, we're on the air, but Mr. Hendry, he was really mad, so he said Ms. Gray come outside.
Well, how do you know the two of them aren't off, you know?
No, no, he looked really mad at her, and he said, get over, get out there.
Well, am I talking to you guys?
Yeah, we'll try to do the best we can. So,
Well, hold on for just a minute. I came on the program to talk to Mr. Hendry.
Mr. Hendry is not here right now.
Yeah, okay, so what do I get in return? What are you giving me? Mr. Hendry is not there, so that's something that's been taken from me. And that is the opportunity to have a coherent and semi-intelligent conversation. That has now been ripped from my grasp, and I'm left with you two. So what do I get in return?
Well, I tell you what, we'll go to a commercial and we'll talk about it.
We'll go to a commercial and we'll talk. I don't know, these two.
Yeah, so we're going to go commercial now. It's the Phil Hendry Show, and he's talking to Mrs. Gray, but they're going to be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Truth do a phone is number. Our bitch.
Yeah.
The Phil Hendry Show.
That guy's talking. What do I talk now?
Talk now.
877-876-7445.
Are you two idiots?
Understand, right?
I understand, Phil, and I don't have to be dragged out of the studio like a recalcitrant schoolgirl, all right?
What's that mean?
Oh, easy, bud. We'll tell you in a minute. I had to, because when he said what he said, Mr. Dozier is on the line with us, Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Vernon, I apologize. Are you there?
Yes, yeah, I'm right here, but I wasn't about to go into a... I'm not going to have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard interview me and say that's good enough for Vernon Dozier, and I don't think... that I'm all that special, but you've got two men that I know you've employed because you are a kind man, and if you didn't employ them, the two of them would be probably pushing a broom or you know, emptying a smaller can into a larger one. I think you know where I'm going. And
that's not fair to say, sir. I can do a lot of things. Besides, I'm a security guard. I'm not emptying a can.
You talk about garbage?
Yeah, when I say emptying a smaller can into a larger one, that's what I mean.
Well, if you're going to insult them, you know, directly, okay?
What do you mean? I am insulting them directly.
You could just say they're not smart enough.
All right, they're not smart enough. I don't have anything against you, Bud and Robert. You're fine guys, but I came on the program to be interviewed by Mr. Hendry, and that's what's going to happen one way or another.
Even if I don't want to interview you?
What is that supposed to mean?
What that mean? Look at this.
I'm looking at that Phil TV, and every time you hit that lever on your chair... and the chair goes down. I got to tell you, Mr. Hendry, you look like about 100 yards of a real jackball. You know,
I'm sorry. I've got a faulty chair here.
Well, you don't have to apologize, but I spend money, ladies and gentlemen, on a subscription to the Phil TV. So I'm looking at Phil, and your leg. And I don't know whether you got that jittery leg syndrome. Is that what you get? Is that your problem? And
why are you saying that?
Well, I think he's saying that because you keep moving your leg around. You keep hitting that lever.
Yeah, that's what you said you did, right?
Yeah, I'm hitting the. It's not jittery leg syndrome.
Well, you know that that's something that can be treated with the new role. I think there's a new, it's called Rolapine.
Yeah, there's a couple of neurotransmitter aids. And
I don't have the jittery leg syndrome, okay? I hit the lever by mistake.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking at you on the TV, and you suddenly just go from, you know, normal size, and you just midget right down into, all there was a head and headphones and a microphone that you couldn't reach. And it looked pretty... Gotta tell you,
That probably looked pretty funny. I gotta look back on it on demand later on.
Okay, fine. All right, we're back here with Vernon Dozier, and I was talking to Margaret out of the studio because the two of you, Mr. Dozier, and you, Ms. Gray, cooked this thing up before the show. I found out that apparently the two of you do know each other, and you said, you know, I'll make a reference by saying, how do you use an iPhone? Do you rest your head on someone's butt? And that's when I called Margaret out of the studio, and I said to her that I will fire you from this show unless you acknowledge this on the air.
I talked to Vernon before the program, and we thought it would be cute.
And you, Mr. Dozier...
Okay, I mean, I didn't think it was some kind of a, you know, I didn't think it was a war crime, but if you say it is, no.
No, it's not a war crime, but what it is, you two guys acting like you're 11.
Don't people pull stunts on the radio?
Now, that's what I tried to say to him, Vernon, but...
No, that's what I tried to say to him. You let the host in on what you're doing. If you want to do something on the air, that's fine. When you don't let the host in on what the gag is, then what you're doing is you're trying to circumvent the host and you're trying to undermine the show. Do you understand?
Do I understand? That's what you said.
Yeah, he did say that, Phil.
Yeah, it sounded like understand.
Do you understand?
That sounded like understand, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, now that we know that I can pronounce the word...
Well, that seems to be a very important thing.
All right, forget it. Goodbye.
Phil, oh, for God's sake. Phil.
Where is he?
Don't worry, I've got it. Phil!
You got Miss Gray, you got on a...
I understand. This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the Margaret Gray... No, the Phil Hendry Show.
You gotta say it's his show. He'll come out, man. He'll come out swinging. Yep.
No, it's the Phil... I understand that. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil is upset and has walked away.
I'm coming back.
Oh, for God. What a... No, I've got it now.
No, I'm coming back. I'm going to do the show. I can't... I'm not going to listen to you do it. I want to do it.
I was doing it too good, so you decided to come back?
No, you weren't doing it.
I think that's what it is. I think she was kicking ass. And...
What, for 10 seconds? No, I'm coming back. I'm going to do the show.
Just pretend like nothing happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I'll pretend that nothing happened, too.
Vernon, tell me about Earl Warren and...
Not Earl Warren.
Earl Warren was a Supreme Court justice. Oh, God.
Mr. Henry, it's Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren and Big Brown...
Scott Brown?
Scott Brown.
We can do this some other time, Phil.
No, I'm fine. I can do it, and I'm going to do it, and we're going to get through this, and I'm not going to hear anybody say anything different, okay?
Well, you just called Elizabeth Warren Earl Warren.
I understand that. I misspoke. I'm sorry if you don't like the word misspoke or you think it is ill-used, but I did misspeak.
What about Big Brown Eye?
I never said that. I said Big Brown. Yes, I probably was on my way to saying that.
Well, that's, seemed like a pretty big...
It seems like a big mistake.
I was just going to say, it seemed like a big mistake to me.
That wasn't a big mistake. I said Big Brown.
Well, if you want, I can refer to him as Big Brown.
No, call him Scott Brown.
I'm just saying, to make it easier.
You probably would make it easier if you think about it, Mr. Henry.
Make what easier?
Well, that way you just say Big Brown, because it's already on your mind.
That's a good point.
No, it's not a good point. I'm not going to say it's a debate between Earl Warren and Big Brown. It's a...
Come on, everybody. Let's talk Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's giving me the look.
Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown. Go ahead.
All right. Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown, Phil, showed why the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts is one of the most closely watched in the nation, as the two candidates skillfully sparred and jabbed throughout their first debate in what was a toe-to-toe contest. And let me tell you something. If you didn't see it, you missed it. Both candidates displayed considerable ability as debaters, although Brown, the Republican incumbent, was willing to mix charm with mudslinging, quickly ridiculing Warren's disputed claims to Native American heritage. Professor Warren claimed that she was a Native American, a person of color, and as you can see, she's not. Brown's remark was a reference to a controversy over Warren having represented her heritage without evidence, which Warren blames on family stories and denies any professional gain.
What was this?
Well, she said she was an Indian.
No, she did not. I'd like to jump in here because I know that you are primarily for Scott Brown, Vernon.
Yes, that's true, ma'am, but I'm the one that was brought on to report on the debate.
Yeah, but go ahead, Margaret.
Thank you, Phil.
I don't see how that's fair, Phil.
Will somebody listen to me tonight and do what I ask them to do without giving me an argument, please?
Yeah, but...
Will someone listen to me tonight and... See, there's the music.
Yes, there's the music. Every time I want to say something. God.
Well,
Hi, everybody. We're doing a radio show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Just don't.
Phil, can I...
Don't do it. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Shut up.
Well, I...
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
I just want to go to the bathroom.
Shut up.
Phil Henry.
Better not go to the bathroom.
I'm not gonna.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
I was just looking up a word. Looking up a word that I've seen in print, and I think, and I know I've heard, but I didn't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry, Margaret, I should have asked you.
Yes, it's called a riposte. Riposte. And it means it is a retort or a thrust. In fencing, it is considered a fencer's very quick return thrust following a parry. Now, a parry, excuse me, Bud, but...
Bud, don't interrupt.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question.
What do you want to ask?
What do you mean by parry?
A parry is a fencing term.
It's okay, because it's...
What?
Well, what's the fruit?
That is a pear. Oh, God.
Bud, you got to be kidding.
No, I get why.
It sounds like it's not the same thing.
One's a pear, and the other's a perry.
Oh, God, I'm feeling faint. I really am feeling faint. I just...
What are you feeling faint from?
Well, it just... When you get hit with a wave of that kind of dumb, you're knocked off your feet for a little bit. I just... Oh, God.
Yeah.
What is that?
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I put on Jay-Z.
Well, keep Jay-Z off the air for a second. On the line with us as well is Vernon Dozier from the Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, as we are discussing here this evening the Warren and Brown debate. This was Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown in Massachusetts. And Vernon, thanks for being with us.
I know exactly how you feel because I every day I get hit with that same wave of dumb. It's called teaching a class in a high school, trying to say it in an elegant way, and I blew it. I'm not Mr. Henry. I'm not a public talk person. You know.
Well, I know you're not a public speaker, but you're showing a lack of creative control over language.
In what way?
Well, when you went, I'm not a public talker.
Yeah, you're just nervous.
I'm a little bit nervous, ma'am. I'm a little bit nervous, that's all.
Okay, well, all right. And I think it's a very fair point. You do speak to young people every day in class, but you're not on the radio every day, so I understand, Vernon. And I don't think it's necessary to mock him. I want to get us back on track. We're talking about the debate.
Exactly.
And I'd like to hear more from Vernon Dozier about the debate in Massachusetts between Scott Brown, who is currently the sitting senator there, a Republican senator, and Elizabeth Warren, I believe, is not. She's a teacher, a professor at Harvard. So go ahead.
Phil, Scott Brown won a special election is what happened there and is currently holding that seat. But right now they're going to have themselves an election. Now, Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown went toe-to-toe. The reports that I'm hearing, the two of them gave as good as they got. There's no question about that. Each one scoring points. It was Senator Brown that apparently was the more, I guess you'd say...
Well, I heard he was very sarcastic.
You could say that, yeah. He was a lot more sarcastic. I wouldn't call it sarcasm so much as he was just taking those odd shots. Elizabeth Warren, Ms. Warren, Professor Warren, and he kept calling her Professor Warren, by the way, which didn't seem to get under her skin at all, and I think he wanted it to, but she apparently remained unflappable in the face of these provocations. At each point in what was described as a very fast-moving debate, Warren hammered away at Scott Brown's voting record in the U.S. Senate. She nailed him to extreme Republican positions on the economy, on energy, on climate change, and on women's rights. And she said the following, I wrote this down, Senator Brown can say what he wants, but he has voted, whatever that means.
Well, I know what that means. That means that he can say what he wants, but his record on voting speaks for itself, and I think that's a very good point.
Yeah. All right, so meaning that you can say what you want, but you can't run from a voting record.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair thing to say. And you'll notice that I am being unflappable in the face of my provocations here, so... in any event...
And what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It's a good question. Are you being provoked?
Yeah, I'm being provoked by this woman, Ms. Gray. And...
it's very interesting, Vernon, that before the show started, you were all, oh, yeah, let's do that, when I said when they bring up iPhone, get in the line about, putting your ear on someone's rear end. And you were all, ooh, yeah.
I didn't say, ooh, yeah. I said, that's funny.
Yeah, but now you're saying this woman. So which is it? Do you want to have yourself some fun? Or do you want to take me on, tete-a-tete, in a debate, and walk out of here, figuratively speaking, wearing suspenders and a barrel, your clothes having been sliced from you as I parry and riposte?
Yay! That was fantastic!
Yeah, that was really good. Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes, Greg.
I will, thank you.
Get out of here with give me 5. I don't want that stuff, okay? Do you want to respond to that, Vernon?
Well, yeah, I'd like to respond. Yeah, I'd like to respond to it, but I don't think I can.
Well, why can't you?
Yes, I'd like to hear what your response is.
Well, if I respond, I'm going to use words that will lose a lot of licenses around the country. If I respond the way I should to what she just said, I'm going to use MFFB. W, okay.
What is that again?
Yeah, I thought you might take notice. W.
W.
Oh, okay, I know what he means.
Well, I don't. What does that mean?
I'm not going to say. If you don't know, I'm not saying.
Well, why don't you have the guts to say it?
Because I don't want you to lose your license, Mr. Henry. I think I just said that.
That word won't lose me my license. I can assure you.
Well, I'm still not.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
I'm still not going to...
What?
I'm still not going to say...
What W means?
I'm not going to, no. And I'd rather you not either, Mr. Henry.
Whore.
So you call... Good night.
Okay, wait, Margaret, don't leave, because you got to do my show.
I'm going to make...
Thank you very much, Phil. That was a backstabbing move that I cannot believe. I was giving you the report.
Yeah, and then you're the guy that put your foot in your mouth, okay?
Hold on for a minute. What? Oh, God. She's on the other line. I got to take it.
Who, Margaret?
Yeah, who do you think? Thanks a lot.
Why'd you say it?
Because they don't look at... Wait, hold on for a minute here. On this radio show, what we can say, we say. What we can't say, we won't say. But what we can say, we say. I'm not holding anything back. If he's going to call her a whore, then he's going to have to stand by that.
Yeah, but he didn't do it. He said a W.
He said that he would use that word were it not for what he thought was the fact that we'd lose licenses of radio stations. And when I informed him, that word is not verboten. There's nothing in any kind of... a litigation or FCC ruling that says you can't use the word whore, so you can use it. What's surprising to me is Ms. Gray not getting it, you know?
Yeah, she's all like, what? Huh? What? Huh?
Yeah, she don't understand what the word was.
Huh? What?
Okay, bud, you get God.
Huh?
Why are you doing that?
Just, that's what she's like doing.
Yeah, I know, but why do you keep doing it?
Probably has to do with my brain injury.
Yeah, it gets like obsessive compulsive.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, sometimes I just want to...
Is that from when your bike went...
Yeah, when I went in the tree.
So you do... I didn't know that.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I get obsessive... Then I get obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, you got to take some medicine for it.
So you take... what do you do, man? What kind of obsessive compulsive?
Like, I don't know. It's just... Like, one time I was running. I was, jogging or I was working out. And I said... if I don't make it to the top of this hill, then little kids are going to die. And I can't help thinking that.
You can't help, what is?
Yeah, it's like a lot of obsessive compulsive people have a thought that they can't help, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't help every time you're jogging up a hill?
No, it's like any time I'm doing something that is really hard, like if I'm lifting weights or something, and I want to do two more reps, and it's really hard.
Yeah.
All of a sudden in my mind, if I don't do two more reps, a bunch of little kids will die somewhere. So I got to do it.
And that thought you can't help but have.
Yeah, it's. And I told a doctor, and he goes, "Yeah, that's just obsessive compulsive."
Yeah, well, that's kind of weird, but it's not really that weird.
Wow, that's a thought. You just, I bet you I know why that happens.
Why?
Because it's you're reminded every time that you have a strenuous activity that you're pushing yourself through. You're reminded of that thought. Most people, it won't automatically come back.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. It's like
obsessive compulsive. Hey, what happened to Jeff?
I don't know.
Well, what the hell? Did we hang up on him?
I don't know.
Is he on the line there?
Let me look. There's one line blinking here.
We'll find out if that's him or not, man.
Yeah.
That you, Jeff?
I've been waiting to go back on. I knew that you had on Margaret Gray and everything.
You've been hanging on there for the last half hour?
About 4 or 5 minutes.
You poor guy. I'm sorry, man. So, and we were going to talk about the iPhone, huh?
Yeah, but I lost my notes, so I don't.
You lost your notes? You lost your notes on the 5?
On the 5.
On the iPhone 5 is what I mean.
No, I lost my notes on Interstate 5.
Did you lose your notes on the number 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Not on Interstate 5.
No, I did. I lost them on Interstate 5.
Look, I don't want to do Abbott and Costello who's on first. Did you lose the notes that you have to the iPhone, the 5 iPhone, you know?
The iPhone 5.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
On I-5.
I don't care if you lost them on I-5. I'm sorry you lost them on I-5. You could have lost them on I-10. You know,
but I would have said I lost them on the San Bernardino Freeway. What's up with you, man? You're not going to say, and it's...
So you're saying you lost them on the I-5 because that's what they call the I-5.
Yeah, hello?
No, they call it the Golden State Freeway. How's that feel, huh? Is that a nice fit?
Yeah, sometimes. A lot of times they say 5.
Yeah, they do.
What, are you taking his side now?
No, I mean, it's just like people will sometimes say, nobody ever says, yeah, I got to go take the 10. They'll say, I got to go take...
Yeah, well, they'll go say, I got to go take a dump.
Yeah, it's pretty true. They got to go take a dump. Then they'll say they got to go take...
Okay, I understand. They say they got to take the San Bernardino or the Santa Monica. Is that what you're saying?
Is that what it's called?
The San Bernardino or the Santa Monica.
I didn't know what the other one was called.
What other one?
I thought it was the San Bernardino.
It's the San Bernardino Freeway until you get to the harbor, and then it becomes the...
Well, what are you guys talking about, man?
Talk about the freeway that's the 10?
Yes! You guys don't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's the Santa Monica Freeway once you go west of the harbor.
What's the harbor?
The I-10. It's the I-10. It's the 110.
What's the I-10?
The I-10. I'm going to start. Are you guys doing this on purpose? On purpose?
On purpose?
On purpose.
No, man, if you listen to yourself, man, you're not making no sense. We don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I see, a lot of times you'll say that. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know the freeways around here unless you say what the number of it is. Okay, Mr. Henry? You know?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just telling you that the 10, what you call the, and it is the San Bernardino Freeway, east of downtown Los Angeles, but if you go west, it's called the Santa Monica. Now, the Harbor Freeway is the 110. That is a north-south freeway?
Yeah, it's the one that goes through downtown Los Angeles and then goes,
Not called Los Angeles, called Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And
Los Angeles is it's a very old way of pronouncing. A lot of old-timers call it Los Angeles. A lot of people that have been here, people that first arrived here from the Midwest called it Los Angeles.
Who's that?
Just people that arrived here, man. I don't know.
Well, okay, so the Harbor Freeway is the what?
It's the 110, man. That's all I'm telling you. So when you say that you lost your papers on the I-5...
I didn't. I said I lost them on the 5.
What's the matter?
That's what I'm talking about, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but nobody calls it the Golden State.
Some people do. I do.
Okay, I mean, you know, you're of that generation of, like, people that are, wow, I got to go. Like, don't you know how to get someplace unless you say the...
Don't you know how to get someplace unless you say the number? That's like a little kid or something.
What? Everybody knows what the 5 is.
Yeah, I know what the 5 is. It's the Golden State Freeway or the Santa Ana.
What? What are you got?
What are you talking about, the Santa Ana?
No, I never called that.
Do you cats, your generation, don't know the names of freeways?
Your generation don't know. Man, you sound all dumbass. And
okay, goodbye.
Wait a minute, man. How do I get my notes back?
We got a break, Dan?
Yeah, let me check with Dan.
I'm talking to Dan, not you.
Dan, we got a break? Hey, Dan.
He just said we have to break, okay?
Wait, I'll call him up. Dan! I'm going to be calling you in a couple minutes to find out when we break.
Oh, that'll be great. Call him in a couple of minutes after we're done with the break. We'll be right back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where we broadcast near the 101, sometimes called the Ventura Freeway, sometimes called the Hollywood Freeway, but...
It's always the 101, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's always the 101.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
That's the most grated-up thing I ever did know about.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we have Vernon Dozier back. I had Vernon and Margaret, you got up and walked out of here, which is very unprofessional. Don't say anything. You got up and walked out of here, which is very unprofessional, to talk to Mr. Dozier. I don't want that to happen again.
I understand, Phil.
All right.
I'm very sorry. I'm very opinionated, but I would never, ever try to... wreck your radio show, Phil. You've done an awful lot for me and the things that I report on, and I do appreciate that. I am a very outspoken woman. I will have my say, but it is not, and it will not be, at the expense of what you've worked very hard for. I understand that. Now, that's point one. Okay. Point two is the gentleman that's on the phone. Vernon?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right. Point two is the following. While we did agree to something that you have already pointed out to us is unprofessional.
Which?
You understand?
Yes. Margaret also made it clear to me that that's how you pronounce that. I don't know.
Yes, that I did, and I wanted him to say that.
You wanted him to mention that?
Yes.
So I'd like you to know that that's how you pronounce it.
Why does he have to say that?
I'll say. Because I want you to know that I am doing her bidding for...
For how long?
Until the end of the segment.
That was the price that he pays for allowing me to take the brunt of the abuse concerning the iPhone portion of the program. We had agreed...
And I...
Shut your mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
I had said to him, let's play a joke on Phil. When we hear the word iPhone, you will reference laying your head on someone's, and the word that we did agree with and that you were supposed to use is ass. A-S-S. Is that not correct?
Yes, ma'am. And can I...
Shut your sewer.
I'm sorry.
So I took the brunt of abuse, and he got away with bloody murder until I couldn't stand it any longer, and I got up from the studio, and I apologized to you, Phil, and I apologized to your audience. It was unprofessional. I got up, and I went in, and I said, this will not stand. And I got on my phone, and I called, and what are you?
She called this piece of filth.
Exactly.
All right. Can I say something?
Yes, you may.
And then may I say something?
Shut your filthy sewer!
Why is he referring... Why do you require him to refer to himself as a piece of filth and so on and so forth?
The truth?
Yes.
Please don't.
No, he did say he wanted the truth. The truth?
Yes, the truth.
He likes it. He wants that. When I said to him that I'm going to have to punish him for setting me up, he started to laugh, and I said, what are you laughing at? And he said, I'll never tell. Well, I've been around the block a few times, Phil, and I knew exactly what he was referring to. And I said, so, are you mommy's dog? And what did you do? What did you do, Filth?
I said, yes. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yeah. And I said, well, mommy's going to have to put a dog collar on you.
All right, I've heard about enough.
What did you say? Hold on, Phil. What did you say?
I said, yes, yes, ma'am, please put my collar on me.
All right, I've heard enough, okay? I've heard enough.
Well, what are you getting all upset for?
I'm getting upset because the two of you working out your kinky, weird life does not exactly, you know, does not exactly come to mind as great radio.
We're not doing... I've never even seen this man in the flesh. What do you think we're doing?
You've got a husband.
I've got a wife, but I wanted to say that even though we did this, I have a wife.
All right, did I give you permission to open your mouth, Phil?
No, ma'am.
Then don't open your mouth. Phil, don't you understand that this is what couples do now?
I don't want to know about it, okay? We'll be right back. The world-famous... No, Margaret, I don't want to know about it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm not turning your mic on.
Mr. Henry, can I make a statement? I'd like to... I prepared a statement, Ken.
No, sir, you can't.
I prepared a statement that I'd like to...
Phil Henry.